Fanboys and Friends Podcast presents.
Do I do everything myself?
Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Just reduce Kanan's targets by half. Tell our fearless leader he should be able to handle one lone TIE fighter on his own. What was that?
In a time of darkness, when fear ruled the galaxy, heroes will rise, destinies will collide.
Who is that kid?
And a rebellion will ignite.
Get ready.
Now!
A round table discussion about Star Wars Rebels.
If all you do is fight for your own life, then your life is worth nothing.
Get back up there and fix the deal. Wait, are you fighting stormtroopers?
What makes you say that?
You doing okay, kid?
You kidding? This is a blast!
Now, join the rebellion as it is time for Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Okay, and with that, gang, welcome to the latest episode of Red 5 Transmissions Radio. I am your host, David Senden, as always, aboard the ghost ship. Sorry, Harold, we're moving you over a bit. And with me, as always, is my co-host in the ghost seat, Matt Clifton. Matt, welcome back.
Yo! Good to be here.
Good to be. All right, Matt, well, this episode, Fight or Flight, I gotta say, first and foremost, this episode is not a filler episode.
Not a filler episode?
Yeah, not, and I defended this in the blog post, and let me explain. This episode actually gives you substance, where the filler episodes in the Clone Wars, that was filler. I mean, come on. Droids
True.
Shopping for cake.
We're always going to go back to that one, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, yeah. Well, but, and Poison Snapple.
Poison Snapple.
Mandalore tea. Or whatever that was.
Poison Snapple.
But this episode, yeah, okay. So Ezra and Zeb going grocery shopping.
Fruit run.
Yeah, fruit run. Or whatever. May seem filler to obvious people, but to me, there is actually substance in this episode.
Very true. Very true. A lot of character bonding between Ezra and Zeb and their big brother relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, well, in the beginning of the episode, we open it up with a little big brother, little brother teasing.
I love that part. And the little chopper trolling.
Oh yeah, the chopper trolling. Well, there's a little bit later I'll speak about where we get to see Chopper and Kanan and a very familiar game. I don't need to tell Star Wars fans, because if they've been hanging around long enough, they know what that game is.
Oh yeah.
All I will say, though, is Chopper is a rather sore loser, but, you know, he's kind of sore at everything, so who can tell?
Yeah. But I love that part. Wob, wob.
That part is fun. And you know what? I know in the credits they say voice of Chopper as himself.
As himself.
But you know what? Dave Filoni, come out behind your hat. We know it's you.
Big time.
We know it's you, so Absolutely. Come out behind that hat of yours.
I'm just waiting for the official say on, like, RFR.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it, too, but you know what? I'm making the prediction right now. Dave Filoni pulled an Embo.
Yes. Yes.
You know, he just couldn't stay away.
Never can.
Alright, so, yeah, once we see Ezra and Zeb kind of bickering, Hera sends them off on a grocery store run,
mm-hmm.
or a fruit run, and also to get supplies and all this stuff. And they go and search for a rather rare fruit, a Melu Run.
Melu Run.
Which sounds like a destination, not so much a fruit. I gotta wonder why it wasn't a Yogan.
I know, right? Well, they had to go with something different, a little more exotic that we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, but you know what? We already have little threads to, you know, the Clone Wars. Why not make it a Yogan? As a matter of fact, I will say, because I know Lucasfilm is listening to this, guys, listen. If you do a special edition of Episode 2, and instead of that pear was just kind of blah, I want it to be a Yogan.
A Yogan. Well, the thing was, she couldn't have them go shopping for a Yogan because apparently that's an indigenous fruit to Lothal. So, and she needed a fruit that, you know, isn't grown there, so that's why it wasn't a Yogan.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. Come
oh,
on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
We know Dave Filoni's going, somewhere Jason Swank is doing a better Dave Filoni.
Yeah. And when Ezra and Zeb were roughhousing, did you catch a little bit of the Ewok theme in there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You know, and did you also catch in the soundtrack there are subtle prequel bits as well?
Which ones?
Like the more quieter moments from the Phantom Menace soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So and that tells me, because I did hear the Ewok theme bit you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
but that tells me that, guys, this whole them pulling away from the prequel era, that's a bunch of voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on.
Nah, there's still little ties in there.
You know, you think a couple episodes in, right? I mean, yeah. We're about four episodes in because the movie was essentially one and two, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you would think four episodes in, we would stop this whole... You know, they're pulling away from the prequels. They're pulling away from the prequels. I'm like, whatever.
No, that's not necessary. I mean, the prequels are Star Wars 2. Don't pull away from them.
Yeah, I know, but they're still upset over midichlorians. And I'm like, just be glad that the midichlorians weren't named Mivy.
The midichlorians were that nonsense was all cleared up in the Yoda arc in Clone Wars, so it's all good.
See, I just tied it in with Palpatine's name.
Oh no! I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, see, no. See,
la la la.
No, Matt.
Yeah. Okay.
Little all side right. tangent. You know, okay. Palpatine's name, right? And I have a perfect rationalization for that.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. Palpatine is just the kind of guy who would shiv you in prison.
I can dig it.
See?
Alright.
See?
Okay. Alright.
See? It's like, can you dig that? I knew that you could.
Alright, I'll accept it.
Yeah. Or, you know, we could go with the Seth Green naming of Papa.
Papa Palpatine.
I know, right?
That's always my throwback.
Right. But it's kind of like, you know, I have my own sort of MRs. They're known as mind retcons.
Mind retcons. I love it.
Oh, man. Yes, I would intern with the story group in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I would say is, what's with that sheave? anyway, back on track.
Back
that was a
to
side
it.
Tangent here. Alright, well, we see probably the best thing in this episode. Zeb pulls a major fast one and steals a TIE fighter.
Oh, that was awesome.
And you know what? I gotta say, haven't we all at some point in our fandom lives put our heroes in the bad guy's ship?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And
absolutely.
I'm talking about way before Dark Empire did it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They did that in like Battlestar Galactica and other shows, I'm sure.
So say we all.
So say we all. I gotta say too. So I guess there's Scottish Rhodians too, out there, merchant.
What Scottish Rhodians?
You didn't hear the Scottish Rhodian? Oh, I'm sorry. The shipment's already been paid for.
You know, I'd like to think somehow that's I'd like to think somehow that's the original Scotty reincarnated as a Rhodian.
All right. That was like what did he say?
Eventually he'll be brought on the ghost and he's like, she can't take much more of this era. Somewhere Dave Filoni's going, write that down. Scottish Rhodian.
It was a Scottish Rhodian. Oh, man.
Oh, I want to see that trending tomorrow, by the way. Scottish Rhodian.
It's funny.
You know, save the Clone Wars, save the EU. Forget those. Give us Scottish Rhodians.
More Scottish Rhodians.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, I will defend this episode to the point of saying it actually has a little bit of meat to it.
Mm.
We get to see, I mean, aside from the Ezra Zeb squabble, we get to see Ezra's raw force abilities.
Yes.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit.
Not too much, but just a bit.
Yeah, we're definitely given the vibe that he's been practicing and that Kanan's been teaching him, and it's there, and he's slowly getting to it.
Yep, it's there. But Ezra runs into an old friend, friend of his parents. Ironically, it's a very nifty plot point to have it be friends of characters we don't even see.
Yes.
Very, very crafty, Filoni. Very crafty. And when the Empire destroys that man's farm and takes them prisoner, and what I will say is the coolest transport ever.
Oh, yes, wasn't that slave trips.
Yeah, wasn't that transport one of the old toys? One of the old Kenner toys?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. You know, somewhere we need Kurto, he's shouting in his earbuds going, it was!
Yeah.
He's like, Kurto would know.
Yes, he would.
I think Kurto was the only one defending, by the way, the Meeber Gascon arc, especially when they did the old Kenner action figures.
I think Kurto
was the only one going, am I the only one who likes this?
No. Oh, no. Oh, hey, that arc has its good points. It's all good.
Yes, and then it has its hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime cow. I expected Meeber to have a top hat and a cane.
It's all good.
It's all good. As long as we get Steven Stanton back for Mayor of Tarkentown.
Yes.
Come on. Hey,
he's coming.
Mayor of Tarkentown, 2016.
Oh, he's coming. I can feel it in my bones. He's coming.
Yeah. I'm predicting season two.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say end of season one.
I'm also predicting that a certain Togruta might show up just because Dave Filoni has a nice theme for her.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know, I know. I can just see it now. She comes into the episode going, Kanan, you're a lot better than those other Jedi I knew.
Hashtag Ahsoka lives.
Yes. Yeah, and you gotta get Ashley Eckstein back. I mean, come on. How could you not?
There's no argument to the question. Of course Ashley would be back to do the voice.
Right, no argument to the question. But for right now, you know, we have Ezra with his finally moving hair, so Jimmy Mac can rest easy on that one. Because I know Jimmy was the one going, wasn't the hair moving?
Did he get on the plastic hair?
Yeah, well, with Clone Wars he did, remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's kind of like, that was the one campaign that actually made sense. I mean, the Save the Clone Wars made sense, but the Give Us Legends was like, you're making noise.
Yeah. Not even going to acknowledge it anymore.
No, me neither. And that, people, is R5TR's official stance on the Give Us Legends.
Yep.
All right, well, now, that farm the Empire destroyed, was that in Tarkin Town?
No, it wasn't. No, it was a separate farm away from that.
Yeah, but this can put Jimmy's theory to rest that it was Tatooine. I'm like, no, it was something on Lothal.
And actually, you know what? It kind of looked. Remember the micro series, the Clone Wars micro series? Kind of that prairie and all that. Kind of looks like what was it? Dantooine, I think it was.
Don't give them any ideas because I don't want to see anything redoing that micro series.
My lips are sealed.
It's kind of like let's just say I like a little more story substance in my Star Wars. That's a whole nother discussion.
Yep, I'm not going to get into it.
We'll have off air, I'm sure.
Alright. Well, what else is going on in this unit? Actually, I wonder what price he was offering to buy the farm. You think that they would just go ahead and blow it up and just take it to begin with? They are the Empire.
Well, they kind of did.
Yeah.
I mean, now did you notice when Ezra was running and Zeb was flying the TIE before Ezra hopped in and whatnot? Did you notice when Ezra was hopping around from roof to roof? Now, I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a Episode 7 tie. And
to the free running, the parkour jumpers. But
the parkour guy, Pip Anderson, could be Ezra Bridger.
You do see a lot of that free running style, the rolls and all that from rooftop to rooftop. I did notice that in what was it, Droids in Distress.
It does get me thinking. I mean, because we know there's going to be some connection to Episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my money is still on Inquisitors.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll discuss that more next episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, Pip Anderson being the parkour guy that cast for Episode 7 might be an older Ezra.
Yeah, it's a possibility. When they announced that they were getting parkour acrobats in on it, it made me think of, remember in Clone Wars in Lightsaber Lost?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time that I saw it. Saw that kind of free-running style in Star Wars that I can recollect.
Well, it wasn't exactly roof-to-roof, more plainly, like it was on Lothal.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because You know, to say roof-to-roof on Coruscant is a bit of a stretch.
But yeah, it's just the way that character was moving. I can't remember the name of the character right
No,
now.
I see what you mean, but Coruscant just seems to be less building to building and more, you know, a planet of one big building.
Yes.
You know, with, I gotta say, traffic patterns that make traffic in Indiana look simple.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Just a little side tangent.
And especially if you've ridden the new Star Tours.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I get my hind parts down to Florida, we'll have to go check out new Star Tours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll be a Star Wars weekend. I can see if I can sneak some little Debbies away from Jimmy.
Bring some cloud cakes.
Yes. Oh, maybe that's what they should call them. They should have called them Bespin cakes.
Well, actually, I think it was again. I think it was Brian Snook who took the cover, the art of it, and called it Cloud City Cakes.
You know, something like that, it's usually Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever it's fancy art online, it's mostly Brian. Anyway, back to the episode. Anything else that stands noteworthy about this one? There's
Actually,
not much, but there is
no.
some.
Yeah. Did you want to talk about the game that Kanan and Chopper are playing?
Oh yes, the Djarik.
Yes.
Phil Tippett would be smiling.
That definitely made me smile.
Yes, although, you know, something tells me Kanan needs to learn a lesson as always let the Chopper win.
Let the droid win.
No, you gotta say
No?
it like let the
Oh,
Chopper win.
let the chopper win. Let the chopper win?
Yeah.
No, like, yeah.
Like get to the
Get
Chopper.
to the chopper.
Get to
Yes.
the Chopper. Let the Chopper win. Yeah, let the Chopper win. I can just see that trending in the morning. Let the Chopper win.
Let the chopper win. Yes.
See, for some reason, I can't get Arnold out of my head.
No, once Arnold enters your head, there's no getting it out.
Well, you know, I gotta say, Matt, with how his acting comeback is going lately, you want to get Arnold out of your head.
Oh, wop, wop.
It's not, hey, you know, I love Arnold movies. I love me some good Arnold movies, but it's not been going well since he finished his governatorship.
True. Can't argue there.
So, but we'll see how Terminator Genesis or Terminator Genocide, since it's got a Y in there.
Yeah, this is me holding my breath.
I refuse to call it genocide. It's like I refuse to spell Taken 3 the way they did it.
Yeah. Oh.
It's kind of like that's just horrible.
I just taking the E and putting it backwards.
I'm like, since when are you letting Arnold's accent influence titles? It's like, Arnold, I love you, but you should not be influencing titles here, man. Anyway, yeah, the animation style on the Djarik game reminded me instantly of Episode 4.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say somewhere Phil Tippett is smiling.
Yes.
And I believe, didn't the story come out that I believe he's back for Episode 7 anyway?
Is he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, right on.
I hope that this time he's wise enough to buy stock. Because remember, last time he wasn't smart enough. Hey, he said it himself. You know, all the DVD special features. So I'm like, hey, Phil, I hope you're listening. I hope you buy stock this time, bud.
Oh, also, a good callback to in this episode. Good callback to Han and Chewie's life debt situation when Ezra's telling Zeb, you know, don't you owe me for saving your life?
Oh, yes. Yes, very well. I can automatically see that the... I mean, forget Kanan and Zeb being a Han and Chewie sort of setup. Ezra and Zeb is going to be the Han and Chewie setup.
Yeah.
The only difference is, you know, actually, I kind of see it this way. Ezra and Zeb is kind of like if we had seen Yun Han.
In episode 3?
Well, in the Clone Wars, because oh, okay. I heard Jimmy talk about it a few weeks back that we would have seen Yun Han in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that one, just because, a lot of the stories they were doing, I heard, and Stephen Stanton said this, but a lot of stories they were doing didn't feel Clone Wars anymore.
Yeah.
So it kind of felt like they had to move on when they did.
Yeah.
And granted, they wrapped up the best way they could.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like the Yoda arc is a sufficient way to end things.
Yep. Yep.
The season 5 proper ending didn't exactly feel like a way to end things.
No, but it did, when you see Ahsoka walking out like that, it did feel like an ending, but it wasn't proper.
Well, no, but the Yoda arc felt more like a way to, wrap things up a bit.
Yes, agreed. Right? Agreed.
And besides, George got to his 100 that he wanted to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think with the season 6 stuff, they clock in at, what, 120 in terms of episodes?
Yeah, I think I don't have the numbers in front of me right now. But, it's sounds about right.
It's somewhere close, 120, 125, something like that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good for a series that, I gotta say, I love George, I love what he did, but it's kind of like most shows tell their show in order.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I gotta also add, and I'm not... making this a dig or anything.
No, right? No.
Yeah. I'm just saying that so far, Rebels has me more because it's running in order.
Very true. Very true. That was one of one of my few problems with Clone Wars was that it's out of chronological order, and you just had to piece everything together or go to Leyland Chi's website to find out what the order was.
Exactly. That was my big problem, and the music was my second big problem.
Mm.
Which, of course, as I said a couple shows ago, we're getting like a Kiner Unchained.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Forget Django Unchained. I want to see that movie. Besides, I found Django Unchained a little rough anyway.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino movies are an acquired taste.
Actually, side tangent here. You want a better Django Unchained? Make it where, I guess you can't do that because Django lost his head.
Womp womp.
Oh, no, you could do a prequel. I mean, come on. We're no strangers to that idea.
No. Save it for the Boba movie.
We could have a whole discussion of what the spinoffs are going to be. I think, that Hasbro leak that came out?
Refresh my memory.
Which had the Boba movie, the Han Solo movie, and the Red 5 movie?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's way off.
Mm.
Well, maybe not the Boba and Han part, but the Red 5 just sounds completely pulled out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say, pull it off your former Legends bookshelf. So it's kind of like, I don't know. But I buy the first two. Now, I will say this. What I want to see for the third, Yoda.
A Yoda spinoff movie?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You know what? I don't want a Yoda movie.
I know he went from puppet, right?
Yeah.
And I know he went to CG looking like, you know, Gizmo on crack. Why not take him to the next level and have Andy Serkis mocap the little guy?
Ooh. Okay. I could be behind that. But you know what? I love the mystery behind that character. I don't want a backstory. I don't need a backstory to that character.
Yes, but Matt, in defense of that, let me just say, I think a lot of the mystery of things is going to be diminished by just the presence of spinoffs alone.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of areas.
Yes.
I mean, unless they go with a rather, you know, character I don't care about, like Ponda Baba. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I did not spend 30-plus years sitting up at night going, I wonder what Ponda Baba's backstory was.
Well, we already know that. It was covered in Robot Chicken.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yes, but you know what? In this new era, I will just respond to that and say this. So was Palpatine's name.
Oh, all right.
Ah, gotcha.
Touche, sir.
All right, so finishing up the episode at large, Ezra and Zeb, they go back aboard the Ghost, and Ezra heads back into his room.
Oh, yeah.
And they find Sabine was hard at work. Sabine didn't really have much to do in this episode.
No, she was painting.
But she did have one great moment.
Oh, yes.
She immortalized the Ezra-Zeb childhood bickering at its finest.
Yes, the chopper prank. Immortalized on the wall forever.
Oh, yeah, and it really didn't make Ezra-Zeb look very flattering.
Yes.
Actually, I gotta say, I don't know where Sabine gets her artistic flair, but Zeb was kind of looking very Ewok.
Yes. Hey, did you check out some of those posters hanging up on the wall in Zeb's room? Some of those girly posters.
What they, you know, it wasn't the Playboy version of Lassasse, was it? Because this is a family show, man.
Oh, you know, no. I'm looking at some of these posters, and I'm like, oh, what exactly am I looking at here?
Ah.
But there's also, I think I caught one where I think I saw the Millennium Falcon on one of them. I think. Or a Krillian ship of that kind.
Hmm. Is this like an episode 3 thing again where it's like, where do you spot the Falcon?
I don't know. How about that? What if... Okay, this just came to me. What if that poster is like a Kessel Run poster? Like the winner of the Kessel Run or something like that. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Yeah.
And I just got to throw this out for Kyle Newman. What if on the poster is Ben Quadraneros with a Luke Skywalker beard?
Ben, he's got to come back. You know what? This hasn't been solved yet.
Actually, it was on the poster in Anakin's room. And you know what?
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
Ben, bring him back.
Oh,
he's got to be walking and talking.
Dude, seriously?
Oh. Right there with Kid Stern.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. You're really on this Kid Stern.
Oh, actually, we need a new campaign for Rebels. I don't know what it is yet, but we got to find one.
It is not the Bring Quadraneros. I am telling you right now, it is not.
Dave Filoni, I think he already solved that mystery. He said that Ben Quadernero's and Kidster were in a speeder together, and they crashed it, and Darth Maul came out and chopped it all to bits.
So it was like a Thelma Louise, but better?
Something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like, that is a really bad way to end a movie.
Yeah.
Note to episode 7, do not say it was all a dream.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So that finishes up this episode and Tangents as well. We hope you all enjoyed Tangents. Matt, as always, it's a great privilege to talk with you, my friend.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always fun. Always fun.
Next week, we have a biggie episode to discuss. And I mean big.
Oh, man, I'm foaming at the mouth for this.
I mean like herding the banthas. It's big time, man.
Chomping at the bit for this one.
Yeah, I'm chomping at the bit too, because it's written by Henry Gilroy, isn't it?
I think so.
And you know, I will make the case next episode of why I think his writing of that episode.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to show where the tone of this whole thing is going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because as far as I understand, the next episode, Rise of the Old Masters, is going to be pretty heavy.
It's... everybody better be ready for this one. That's all I can say.
Oh, man. Anyway, we'll discuss that next week.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, as always... great privilege, pleasure, thank you.
Likewise.
And gang, we will see you next time, and remember, stay rebellious.
Thanks for listening to Red 5 Transmissions Radio. Star Wars and Star Wars Rebels are trademarks of Lucasfilm Limited, Lucasfilm Animation, respectively. All rights reserved.
Nice and quiet, like.
Jedi Master Luminata and Julie, he's been imprisoned somewhere in the Stygian system.
We can't pass this up.
Good luck.
Come on, kid, do something. Use the Force.
Ezra, your formal Jedi training starts tomorrow.
Lucasfilm and Lucasfilm Animation are subsidiaries of the Walt Disney Company.
I am the Inquisitor. Or Boston.
Chopper, get us out of here! Unlock, Chopper, make friends.
Hera, you're good to go.
The odds of our mission becoming complete.
This podcast is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary, Lucasfilm.
Have no fear. Help is on the way.
Advance and fire!
There's a lot more at stake than you realize.
What's the worst that could happen?
Red 5 Transmissions Radio is meant for entertainment and information purposes only. All rights reserved.
Well, kid, you pulled it off.
Was there ever any doubt?
Yes.